A workers' rights group is appealing a Milwaukee judge's decision that struck down the city's sick leave mandate. In June, Judge Thomas Cooper called the ordinance unconstitutional because of the inclusion of steps for dealing with domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Sangeeta Nayak, Milwaukee lead organizer of 9 to 5, says those very issues are why sick time is needed.
Without time off from work, we're seeing more survivors in Milwaukee unable to access the services that they need to start a violence-free life.
That includes seeking help or filing a restraining order. Nayak also says with an expected spike in swine flu when school starts in the fall, an ordinance will be needed more than ever.
We want to know that we have the basic protections to make sure that someone who contracts H1N1 can stay home and get better, or if a child gets sick, that they're not forced to stay home alone, that they have a parent who can help them recover.
She says Milwaukee is just trying to catch up.
In some ways, we're behind the curve, and a lot of the rest of the world and most other industrialized countries have paid sick time.
In the U.S., San Francisco and Washington, D.C. have similar sick time requirements. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.